The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Just Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Jackie and Harvey is going to attempt to crush you today, Carla. How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. And I listen, hoping that you'll win $1,000. You know, you got to start, though, by kicking Carla out of the room.
Anything you want to kick her out? Kick it out, Carla. No, he's a little shy. All right. Sorry, Carla. You got to go.
There you go. Mama's going to kick you out. All right. So it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. And $1,000 is yours. We'll start with question number 1. Ariana Grande is reportedly back with her ex, Ricky Alvarez. In which song does she sing the lyrics, "Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh"?
Thank you, next.
Question number 2. BTS took out a mysterious ad in several newspapers showing the members standing at a row of urinals to promote their next single. Name a member of BTS.
Oh, my God.
Question number 3. Tom Cruise will make an appearance at the World Cup final, and Jennifer Hudson will sing the U.S. national anthem. Which singing competition helped Jennifer Hudson rise to fame?
American Idol.
Question number 4. According to Peru's official registry, over 500 babies have been named after soccer player Erling Haaland. Which team did Haaland play for in the World Cup?
Norway.
Question number 5. Today is National Hot Dog Day. To celebrate, Mariano's in the South Loop will be making a 50-foot Chicago dog and offering slices to the first 100 guests. True or false, hot dogs were invented in Chicago? All right, let's get Carla back in here. While she's on the way, okay. And I hear that you're learning a new hobby.
Yes, trying. I was saying it's been in my closet for years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
My little crochet kit, but we're dusting it off. We're going to give it a shot.
You're learning to crochet. I saw kids crochets kits at Target yesterday, and I thought that's cool that people are learning how to do that younger and younger. What is the first thing you're going to crochet?
So it's actually a little bit symbolic. My favorite show is Friends, and I share that interest with my best friend. So she got me it's the sofa that they would sit at in Central Perk.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make the sofa.
You're trying to make the orange couch? Cool.
Oh, wait. Yes. I love that. And I'm right there with you. You know those packs that you sell for kids to crochet?
Yeah.
My boyfriend of 2.5 years ago bought me 6, and I haven't started
you
a
haven't
single
done
one.
You should.
You're inspiring me, yeah. Jackie.
Okay, and Jackie, when this is done, because I'm a big show, big fan of the show Friends as well. Please DM a picture of that to me on Instagram so I can see it at John Moog, JohnMoug. A little plug for my Instagram too, if anybody wants to follow. I can't wait to see that. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, Carla.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct for our friend Jackie and Harvey. Let's see how you do. Question number 1. Ariana Grande is reportedly back with her ex, Ricky Alvarez. In which song does she sing the lyrics, "Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh"?
Thank you, next.
Yes.
And I believe the new line is, "Wrote some songs about Ricky, we always find our way back."
Oh,
and I'm like,
okay.
Girl, stop.
Well, they're officially back together.
No, I know.
Question number 2. BTS took out a mysterious ad in several newspapers showing the members standing at a row of urinals to promote their next single.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's funny. Name a member of BTS.
Any of them. J-Hope?
Yes, that is a member.
You had to check?
I had to read through the list. I would have only known Jungkook.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Tom Cruise will make an appearance at the World Cup final, and Jennifer Hudson will sing the U.S. national anthem. Which singing competition helped Jennifer Hudson rise to fame?
She's an American Idol girl.
That's right.
Was she the first winner? No, that was Kelly Clarkson.
No, yeah, that was Kelly Clarkson.
But she was one of the first seasons.
She was in the earlier on, yeah. Question number 4. According to Peru's official registry, over 500 babies have been named after soccer player Erling Haaland. Which team did Holland play for in the World Cup?
Norway.
Yeah. Question number five. Today is National Hot Dog Day, and to celebrate, Mariano's in the South Loop will be making a 50-foot Chicago dog and offering slices to the first 100 guests.
I love that.
True or false, hot dogs were invented in Chicago.
False.
False is correct. So actually, the buns and the sausage are from Europe. New York invented what we consider the modern hot dog, though.
In my head, I was like, this seems like something that happened in New York.
Yeah. So, yeah, five for Carla, four for Jackie and Harvey. Unfortunately, you know what that means, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, I do. This is Jackie from Harvey, and I couldn't crush Carla today.
No, you couldn't, but we invite you to try back, okay?
Everyone always wants to come back, and they're like, I'm going to get her.
One of these, I mean, you're pretty good. You got
no,
four.
I have to. My daughter has asked me forever to give a call, and I just haven't.
Okay, well, you know what? Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and we'll do this again tomorrow at 7:50, okay?
Thank you. This was fun. Have a great day, guys.
Right, you too.
All right, now I'm going to start the song over again. I thought we were going to be able to wrap it up in that amount of time.
No, but it was so nice of you to, like, keep it going.
Yeah, all right. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. It's B96, the Rhythm of Chicago.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.